What is this?
Amen. Say amen. Y'all already know what it is. It's the Basketball Jones podcast. And today we're going to be going over the playoff series, breaking down each and every playoff series of the first round. I'm going to be with my boy Dez. We're going to be letting y'all know each team keys to victory, who we think going to win, and how many games. Without further ado, let's get right into the podcast. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know where y'all at. It's Basketball Jones podcast, and we have the Celtics. I'm sorry. I fucked that up. I don't know why. I'm just got Celtics on my mind because we're talking about the 76ers, and I know the 76ers got the Celtics on their mind, and the Celtics got the 76ers on their mind, so that's why I fucked up at. But we got the 76ers. We got the Brooklyn Nets, all right? This series, man, you got an MVP candidate player. And Joel Embiid. And then you also, on the other side, you got Mikal Bridges. You got Cam Johnson. You got a very good defensive team. I think they got Spencer Dinwiddie back, right? He's back out there with the Brooklyn Nets. I heard him and Kyle Kuzma kind of got into it on Twitter today. We're not going to talk about that. I'm not getting details of that. We're talking basketball. We're not talking all that beef and shit. So we got the 76ers around, you know what I'm saying, the mid-level, right there in the middle of the pack offensively. The Brooklyn Nets aren't too far off, about a couple spots below that, a little bit below average offensively. You got the 76ers, a very good defensive team all year. But then you got the Brooklyn Nets, who aren't that far behind them defensively. Yes, you know, a lot of these numbers might be boosted because no more KD, no more Kyrie. But Like Kyrie said, they left him in a good position to where they could still make a playoff, pushing a playoff run. Like, I put y'all in a good position. I left. I'm not even in the playoffs. That's crazy. Okay. I left y'all in a better position than I went to. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, how you know Kyrie killed about y'all Brooklyn. So, hey, man, don't ever forget, man. Kyrie came from Brooklyn. Well, he came from New Jersey. But he grew up a Brooklyn Nets fan. That's why he left y'all in a better position than he even went to. That's crazy.
Be happy for that boy.
So let's start off with the Brooklyn Nets, man. What are their keys to victory?
Slowing down Embiid. Yes. Just like KD, it ain't no stopping that man. He gonna get to the free throw line. He gonna get his little midi game going. He's dominant. So you just gotta try to slow him down. Send what you can at him. And after that, see what y'all really put y'all best defender on Harden. But I ain't gonna see how these go get through these pick and rolls. And shit, y'all gonna have to really be efficient on offense because the Philly defense ain't no joke. Got to try to get to the free throw line and get y'all shooters involved because I definitely say, like, who better? I say the Brooklyn probably shoot more threes than Philly.
Who will attempt more?
Yeah.
Just off attempts, I can tell you that. I can tell you that right now. Who attempt more threes?
Cause that could
you
be
got you. Yeah, so we got my bad. We got Brooklyn right here. And yeah, Brooklyn attempt more threes.
And they shoot a better percentage or they just
they don't. They take more, but they make less. But that's from the full season. You know, KD and Kyrie, you know, they add to those numbers. So it's kind of hard to determine their numbers with that big of a trade in the middle of the season. Exactly. Two trades, not even just one.
True.
Two massive trades that they made, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy, true. But yeah. I'll say, like, three-pointers is definitely a big factor, like, who really hit more threes at that time, because that would be their best way of staying in the game, really. And, like, keeping it competitive for sure. Like, got to be knocking them down from behind the three and shit. Playing some defense and getting in transition. Like, because they're not bad. They got a good, solid overall team. It's just about how they playing Embiid. And it's like, are they letting the 76ers control the pace or not?
Facts. So, you're not probably the best defensive team being the Brooklyn Nets, but you got a pretty good defensive team. You got Mikal Bridges, a hell of a two-way player, averaging 26 points per game, which spiked. Like, he wasn't averaging nowhere near as many points before he went. Exactly. He went to Brooklyn, went going crazy, like, averaging 26 a game for y'all. You got Cam Johnson averaging 16 points, you know what I'm saying, giving you 4.8 rebounds and 2 assists a game. You got Spencer Dinwiddie averaging 16 points, 9 assists, you know what I'm saying. You got Nick Claxton still. You still got Cam Thompson.
I was about to say, Cam Thompson, you've been getting buckets
off. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Still got young little Steph Curry over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got nice little piece. You know what I'm saying? You still got nice little pieces. You can compete. All right, but you gotta lock in defensively. Y'all gotta lock in defensively. Find a way to stop James Harden. Don't let him become a facilitator. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hopefully, he turns into the turnover. James Harden gotta make him turn to
exactly. And make him take them deep last minute step back threes.
Yeah, you gotta quadruple team Joel Embiid because Nick Claxton cannot do that by himself. Like,
boys, two pick.
Please help him. Please help him, because if not, y'all gonna have a long series. All right, pray for Nick Claxton. Make sure y'all help him. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure he eat his veggies and his papa
as much as possible, because he's gonna have his hands full, Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, they don't do like the whole. Hopefully, they don't announce MVP in the middle of the series or like leak it, and Joel Embiid like somehow loses the MVP, because then he's really gonna max it out against y'all. But yeah, so that's what it is for Brooklyn. Now let's talk about the other side. Let's talk about the 76ers. What are their keys to victory?
I would say, of course, like they star players, but I say like really it's like the side roles, like Tobias Harris getting off, Tyrese Maxey being solid off the bench, and did he start?
Who?
Maxey.
No, he don't start.
Okay, I was about to say. But yeah, like Maxey and Harris really.
He might start, because you got, now I think about it, because you got Harden. I don't think he starts. Hold on, let me look. How many games Maxey started? Well, I don't know. Maxey started 41 games, so I don't know. Maxey started 41, that's a lot of games. And the secondary shooting guard, no, they don't, because he probably do start. I think Maxey does start. You got Maxey as one. You got Harden as one, Maxey two. Then you got Tobias Harris as three.
Yeah.
Then you got Joel Embiid at the five. And I don't know who the fuck the four is. Unless you put Tobias Harris at the four. And I don't know. Yeah, for sure. He got to start. Yeah. Ain't nobody else. PJ Tucker at the four. And then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then nobody else starting in this lineup. They still got Harold, but I'm pretty sure he coming off the bench type shit.
Yeah, he definitely coming off the bench. Yeah.
But,
I say, yeah, it's really like, as long as you're like, your two stars doing what they gotta do, it's really just up to the role players to, in a sense, like, do their job, put in those, get those key buckets, those side buckets. My nigga PJ Tucker gotta be knocking that corner three down and shit, because they definitely gonna be triple teaming in B, so Tucker gonna have some open opportunities. Yeah, really play defense.
That's crazy they got D'Anthony Milton and Shake Milton. But anyway, that's crazy. Just those two names trip me out. Oh, they're the same person. But anyway, in order for the Sixers to win, just feed Embiid. Mm-hmm. Embiid and Harden could probably win the series by themselves, okay. Like without anybody else. Like that's how much of a mismatch this is. You got Tyrese Maxey coming off a great year. He averaging 20. James Harden averaging 20 and 10 assists. You got Embiid averaging 33 points, leading the league in scoring. Led the league in scoring. Also, while averaging 10 rebounds a game and 4 assists, almost averaging 2 blocks a game and a steal. Like, MVP. Just give it to him now, bro. Give it to him. Just give it to him.
Joker for Thursday.
Embiid. Just give him MVP. Like, he's been the MVP. He's going to be the MVP. He's going to dominate this series and be the MVP of this series. Nothing you can do. Like, Nick Claxton too small. Everybody else is too small. The whole Brooklyn Nets organization is too small. like the Nets as an organization, period. Y'all just too small. Like, y'all can't fuck with Embiid, man. This is the process. Trust the process. You know what I'm saying? The trust shit not working with the Baltimore Ravens, but it's going to work here. You know what I'm saying?
Better.
76ers, y'all. This is y'all year, man. Joel Embiid MVP. This y'all year to make the finals. If not, blow the shit up. and it starts by, I'm going to go ahead and do my prediction first. You do your prediction second. It go ahead and starts with a fucking sweep of the Brooklyn Nets. If y'all don't sweep, if y'all let this Brooklyn Nets, no, don't get me wrong. Shout out to Mikal Bridges. Shout out a bit that did with it. Shout out Cam Johnson. This is going to be a nice little team, especially as they come. They're starting to get their draft pick back. Things like that. It's higher draft picks, but they're starting to, you know what I'm saying, get some young players around this team. They start drafting right, put themselves in the right situation, maybe even put together a trade package for, you know, a superstar that just want out somewhere, that doesn't really want to win, or maybe y'all can offer winning. Y'all can offer these, you know what I'm saying, role players around them and not give up too much. You never know. You never know what Brooklyn might do. But they shouldn't win a game in this series. I'll tell you that. If 76ers, if y'all have any real championship aspirations, do not let this team win a game. And that will be a statement sent to Boston, to the Bucks, to the NBA. We are here, and we are about to come for this title. So anybody that thinks they're going to stand in our way, get ready to be knocked the fuck down by Joel Embiid, James Harden, Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey.
You think it might be sweep from the top three East, sweep their first round?
Bucks for sure, no matter who they play. No matter if they play Chicago or if they play Miami. I don't know. Miami probably get one. Miami will get one in the Bucks. So I'll give Miami a chance. Celtics, I already said that's a sweep.
Okay.
And like I said, because it's more of a statement, you know what I'm saying? The Celtics and the Sixers have to make a statement to each other, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Like, those two gotta, like, don't get me wrong, like, Bucks, they don't play neither of these teams in the second round, so they don't have to make a statement for the Knicks or the Cavs, you know what I'm saying? Those aren't statements, but the 76ers have to make a, especially, they're the little brothers right now. Bucks didn't won a championship, Boston didn't made the championship. 76ers are the only team that is an odd man out right now. You know what I'm saying? They have the most to prove.
They do. They definitely do.
They don't have a ring like the Bucks, and they didn't get to the finals like the Celtics. Mm-hmm. They have yet to come out the East, so they're the odd man out. They have the most to prove. So they have to be really just fucked. A team like this, a team as mediocre and as average as this, that should even really even be in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying?
Should be a team built for a blow-up.
The Miami Heat should have been playing in this, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It shouldn't even be but the fact that it's the Nets, hey, we can only play who put up again. Knock them down. Knock them all down. You know what I'm saying? Some quicker than others. And Brooklyn, fuck out of here. Sweet. Who you got?
I for sure got the 76ers. I got my back door with you on the sweep, man, because, like, it's no reason. Like,
man, it's a mismatch for, come on, let's do the top five players.
Embiid,
Harden, Maxey. I'll take Maxey over. Then you take Mikal. I'll take Mikal fourth, and then after
Tobias
that, Harris. Come on now.
Real talk.
You damn near swept the top five players.
Oh God.
I could almost argue that Tobias might be better than Mikal.
He is better than Mikal.
You know what I'm saying? Like he might be. I don't know. I still take Mikal, me personally. Mikal averaging 26.
He can go for it.
Yeah, he can go either way. It's debatable, though. It's debatable who you put at that fourth position. Give me Mikal. Other people might take Tobias, but, like, give me 6 on 4. I know that much.
Deadass.
Y'all let us know who y'all picking. Are y'all sane? Or are y'all insane? All my sane people, of course, you pick Safe Sixers with me and my boy Desmond. All my insane people, nothing against y'all. Y'all just a little foolish. Y'all picking the Brooklyn Nets, which I don't know how you can see that unless you live in Brooklyn or die. Even the Nets fans,
be realistic.
Man. Come on, let's be real, dude. Like, yeah, root for them, hope for them, but you're not putting your money where your mouth is. Come on now. You're not putting your livelihood into that series, and if you are, you're a fucking imbecile. But yeah, man, that's for sure. I feel like gonna be a sweep, gentlemen sweep at best. But what do y'all feel? Who y'all feel gonna win? Is it gonna be the Nets? Is it gonna be the same Sixers? Is it gonna go a sweep like we say? Is it gonna be a gentleman sweep, or are you insane and things gonna go six? I want to say insane for gentleman sweep because you know it's NBA. Any team can get one. You know what I'm saying? These are professionals. These are the best of the best in the world. So anybody can get one game at any time. You know what I'm saying? That's why playing is so dangerous. Anybody can win one game at any time. So they might be able to win one. But six, seven, that's a stretch. But yeah, man. Y'all already know what's up. Y'all know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast. We post it. We're going to be recapping every single play. Let them know, Desmond. Every single playoff game.
Right after.
No time
wasted.
No time wasted. No sleep. None of that. We up, man. We working hard, man. This is the hardest working time of year. I appreciate the time of year. Even my boy Desmond hit me up. Hey, man, you already know what time it is. It's that time of the year. It's playoffs. We supposed to be doing prediction. Mm-hmm. We supposed to be doing recaps. We even coming with y'all. We're going to be releasing, if we haven't already, if you haven't heard it already, we're going to be releasing our awards, all NBA teams. I even made a list of the top 25 post players, wings, and post player wings. Oh, and guards. Oh, yeah. And we're going to be releasing that very soon. I got the list for the Basketball Jones official. Desmond going to be reacting to it. He's seen the list. He's seen the big man and stuff, and they've been revised and stuff. He's seen a rough draft of the list. But y'all haven't know what we're talking about. Okay. So make sure the only way you can stay up to date, you can hear this stuff, subscribe, put the notifications on, make sure you up to date with everything. The podcast available on any podcast, wherever you can get a podcast, you can listen to podcasts. We on there, you know what I'm saying? Right there, Basketball Jones. Just type it in the search bar. Got the YouTube, Coach Basketball Jones. We also got the Facebook group, Basketball Jones, on there. We everywhere, man. Tap the fuck in, man. But, yeah, man, we got a lot of content. Like I said, it's a busy time. My busiest time of year. Just like Mel Kiper going crazy with all this draft shit. This is my... I'm Mel Kiper. The NBA playoffs is my draft. Like, this is my busiest time of year. But I love it. I embrace it. And I like to go forward with y'all, man. Y'all already know what's up. It's your boy, Dez. It's the Basketball Jones Podcast, and we are gone.
Get in waves, Hurricane.
What is this?
We really hope y'all enjoyed that podcast. I'm pretty sure y'all did because you're at the outro, and that means you listened to the whole podcast. If not, you would probably sleep and fell asleep during the podcast, and you so happen to wake up at the end of the podcast while I'm doing this outro. And that's the case. Either way, I appreciate you no matter how we got to listen. At least we got to listen, you feel me? I'd rather you listen because that way I can invite you to the Facebook group so we can engage and you can talk about what you just listened to on the podcast. Because no matter what the topic was, you can go on the Facebook group. That is Basketball Jones and Facebook. Just go to the group and comment, speculate, hey, chat with me, chat with all the surrounding individuals. We all love basketball. I love talking about basketball. I love playing basketball. It's a sport. It's a lifestyle, really. Also, we got a Twitch. That's B-Ball Jones Podcast. B-Ball Jones Podcast. And we also have a Twitter, Basketball Jones Podcast. But yeah, man, that's besides the point. It's your boy, Mr. Basketball Jones. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. Like I said, I prefer the Facebook group, but whatever you can follow us on. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share the podcast. And yeah, it's your boy. I'm gone.